A Texas biomed researcher is helping to develop a test for the Zika virus that has been called a lab on a chip. TPR Bioscience and Medicine reporter Bonnie Petrie reports.
The new technology uses fluid and tools like lasers to look at molecules on a small chip to quickly learn several things.
One, to rule out other viruses, so then you can sort of pinpoint what the person might have. Secondly, it can identify where you are in the infection, so you could identify whether antivirals would be recommended, and you can also determine if maybe immunotherapy might be appropriate course of treatment.
Texas Biomedical Research Institute scientist Gene Patterson says the test can also tell if a person has Zika antibodies, meaning they've already been exposed to the mosquito-borne illness and are not at risk.
That would be of great interest to physicians who are looking at, say, a pregnant woman and she has symptoms. They could immediately determine whether or not she's already had an infection by Zika.
Pregnant women who've not been exposed to Zika and who get it during pregnancy, well, they're at much greater risk of delivering babies who have devastating birth defects like microcephaly. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.